I'm Jason Lopez. This is podtech.net. And with me is Steve Kleinhans at the Gartner Symposium IT Expo in San Francisco at the Moscone Center West. Steve, thanks for being on the podcast.
I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about the PC industry as it is now. What's the state of the PC industry?
Well, the PC industry is rapidly becoming a mature industry, and as such, we're not seeing the kind of rapid growth or intense excitement that you had through, say, the 90s when the industry was growing very rapidly and it was all new and wonderful for people. The real growth that's happening in the industry today is happening in primarily emerging markets, places where PCs have not been well established yet, and it's happening in the consumer space. And an interesting thing you see when you look at those two markets is they both tend to value extremely low-cost equipment. So what you're finding, the biggest trend in the PC industry is the shift towards much lower price points. And as the price points get lower, the vendors get a little tighter, you don't have as much money flowing around, so everything as an industry is slowing down a little bit. Now, the other thing that's happening, though, is that we're seeing growth in mobility. People, for the most part, are becoming much more interested in buying notebook computers as opposed to desktop computers. And mobile computers are acting as a bit of a saving grace because they're a little more expensive, again, than desktop. So that's raised the selling price a bit. So they've pumped a little more money. But once again, people are buying the lower-end notebooks, which brings down the price. Now, some of the established vendors, people like Dell and Lenovo and others, are having some difficulty adjusting to these lower price points.
Now, Dell is the one that sort of started this whole trend toward getting the efficiency model going to get those price points down.
Yeah, tremendous efficiency. I mean, that's always been Dell's hallmark. They're a very efficient company.
But now they're being bitten by the very thing that they were sort of the crusaders with or the leaders in.
Yeah, I mean, Dell did a very good job, and they still do a very good job. They looked really good compared to everybody else because everybody else is doing a pretty poor job in many cases, and the others have started to get better, and that's putting more pressure on Dell, certainly. They're finding that they have to maintain their same, they want to maintain the same margins that they've had all along, and that's becoming increasingly difficult. So there is pressure in the industry. As things slow down a little bit, there's more people trying to go after fewer dollars. But the industry's not dead. There's still a lot of people who want to buy PCs. We will see this year probably 9.8 to 10% unit growth worldwide, albeit most of that in emerging markets, or a big piece of that in emerging markets. But it's still a growing market, and there still are people looking for new product and new interesting things. So I think you'll see some new technologies and some new interesting capabilities coming to the market in the next year, which will spark a little more interest again, and maybe a little bit of a buying wave over the next few years.
Now, people in the West, in Europe and the United States especially, might be kind of surprised to hear that emerging markets are really driving the industry forward. There might be this perception that broadband is really what's pushing the PC industry forward and what's causing people to buy more PCs. I wonder if you could relate those two together to give us kind of a clearer global picture of the drivers behind PC purchases.
If you look at the PC market worldwide, these are very, very rough approximations. You can sort of split the market into three chunks. There is the corporate buyer. These are large businesses who buy PCs. And that's about a third of the market. There's another third of the market that are consumers. So these are people who are buying it for personal use at home. And there's about another third of the market which are small and medium businesses. So not really big organizations, but small companies who tend to buy in ones and twos. Or more medium-sized organizations. You don't have a large, well-established IT department. So the market splits up into those thirds, roughly. What you're finding is that big corporate buying is pretty stable. Big companies worldwide have pretty much what they need, and they replace it on a regular cycle. They're not raising their purchasing a lot, and they're not lowering their purchasing. They've got a regular cycle they go through, and every 3 or 4 years, they replace their PCs. Small, medium business, they're a little more difficult to predict because they tend to buy based on different actions that happen to their company, different things that might be going on in their particular industry. The fact that, you know, the owner came into work one day and had an extra sale, so they decide to buy a new PC. So they're a little less predictable in how they purchase, and their buying tends to go up and down. Consumer market, that's where people have not had a lot of machines, but they're very interested. They see the PC as being a way to help their children advance in school. They see it as becoming more and more essential to just their daily life, to be able to do their banking, to be able to be informed. And they're starting to see it, albeit in a small way, as part of the a way to be entertained. You know, gaming is a growing piece of the market and consumer. Digital music, you generally need a PC somewhere in the loop to enjoy your digital music. So it's starting to become more of an entertainment device, and that's driving up some of the consumer side of it as well. In emerging markets, they've got all the same desires that we have in the mature markets. They just don't have the systems in place. Now, certainly, broadband in the mature markets has opened up a whole new set of opportunities for people to do things at home with PCs. And so a PC that might have been good enough 3 or 4 years ago, now that they've got broadband at home, they've got more information coming into the home, more types of entertainment content, and they're more interested in maybe adding a second PC or a third PC. Pretty much everybody who connects a broadband connection in their home puts in a wireless network at the same time to connect up 2 or 3 machines. So the ability to share relatively easily, at least compared to what it was a few years ago, the additional content and capability provided when I have a broadband connection, and just greater familiarity with PCs is causing people to purchase more PCs in the consumer space.
Who is winning right now, and who's, for lack of a better way to put it, who's losing in terms of the PC package that a consumer or a business goes and purchases? Are we seeing the chip makers win, but the OEMs sort of cutting it close, and maybe the software vendors kind of struggling, or is it a better picture than that?
Well, I think if you take a look at a PC and all of the various components, the total bill of materials that goes into a PC, one of the biggest pieces is the processor and the chipset, so that entire processor complex that goes around it. And that has been traditionally, for Intel and AMD, it's been a very profitable business, and that consumes a big piece of the overall dollars that are available on a machine. The operating system, obviously Microsoft continues to do well with Windows, and it's a fairly profitable business for them. But I'd say pretty much everybody else in the overall package is not making an awful lot of money. So really the guys doing the processors and the processor complex, Microsoft doing the operating system, and the rest of the system is suffering when it comes to the margins. Now, where you are seeing some folks do fairly well is in the services that get offered on top of the PC. There is money to be made in delivering broadband services to homes. There's money to be made if you can sell somebody an online subscription to something, to music or to video. So while the guys making the PC itself may not be making a lot of money, there are value-added services that they're able to make some of that up on.
Do you see any threats to the chip makers or to Microsoft, who's making the majority of the... they're still in the upper 90s, mid-90s, percentile-wise, in terms of market share, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see any threats there at all, or is it pretty stable in terms of the domination?
Well, I mean, the big threats for... obviously, the processor guys, for Intel, they had a very dominant market for a very long time where they completely, to a large extent, they had the biggest share of the market, and AMD was fairly small. In the past couple of years, we've seen Intel stumble a little bit and AMD be able to capitalize on that and grow their market share, particularly in the consumer segment. And more surprisingly, they've been able to gain share in the server market, which they'd always been pretty much shut out of. This has enabled AMD, who's always run as a very efficient, very lean organization, because they had to scrape by on lower margins than Intel was able to get. It's enabled AMD to raise their average selling price and grow their margins, and therefore they have more money to invest. Intel, on the other hand, has had to fight this battle, and they've found more margin pressures. So Intel is actually suffering a little simply because they're facing more competition, and the average selling price is going down is hurting them more than it has hurt AMD, who's actually seen their ASPs go up. So there's a bit of a balancing effect happening there between those two players, and it's hurting Intel more than it than AMD, and actually AMD's being helped a bit. They're being raised up. Microsoft's ongoing challenges are not necessarily around Windows. It's around the rest of their portfolio. They don't want to be a one-product or a two-product company. They want to be more diversified. Sales of Windows are very much tied to sales of PCs.
Thank you.
So if the PC market is very flat, Microsoft can't grow the Windows market very quickly because they only sell as many copies of Windows as there are PCs. And the majority of those are ones being sold on new PCs. So their big challenge is to try and get people to buy a better version of Windows than the version they had before. So it's about repackaging Windows with new capabilities. In the past few years, we saw Microsoft pushing things like the Media Center edition of Windows. Well, the reason for that is because it had more stuff in it. It sold for a little more, so Microsoft could grow their revenues from Windows, even as the number of PCs wasn't growing dramatically. We'll see with Vista that, once again, they change the overall packaging of the operating system to add a few more things in, a couple different levels of the product, which in turn will help them to drive up the revenue they get from Windows.
What about the threat from China? Maybe that's overstated, that the Chinese are very interested in Linux, that a Linux OS of some kind could create a disruption for Microsoft in the way that it sells as a package deal with PCs. Can you put two and two together easily and say Microsoft has to be concerned about PC sales and whether they're bundled with PCs in China?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that there's always the possibility that something new like Linux will come in, particularly in a new market, and displace what's been well-established traditional players. I think that at the moment, Microsoft is taking a very broad view and looking not just at the operating system, but also trying to come up with ideas for alternative devices, trying to come up with ideas for services that can, or new ways to sell PCs or PC services to people. So they're trying to take a much broader view, rather than just going in and selling directly with the operating system, trying to hit on a number of different fronts so that it's just a broader set of offerings that they're bringing to the market. Is there an opportunity? Is there a potential that at some point Linux may displace Windows in certain markets? Possibly. But you also have to take into account that there's this incredibly well-established, rich ecosystem around Windows. There's literally tens to hundreds of thousands of applications available. For every little niche thing you might want to do, there's all kinds of device drivers. There's lots of expertise, and you can get anybody around you to support you. There's always people there who can help you with a problem. It's just well developed as a market. With Linux, it's going to take a long time to get to that level where it just matches Windows with the same kind of capabilities. Now, the opportunity would be if you hit into a new market where maybe because of a language barrier or something else, there isn't a well-established ecosystem, then maybe Linux can establish itself first. But Microsoft's done a pretty good job getting Windows everywhere in the world and getting that ecosystem started. So it's something they definitely have to think about. It's a possibility, but I wouldn't say it's something that's going to happen next year or the year after that, or probably even in the next 5 years. That's more of a long-term potential. And I think the bigger issue for Microsoft is not so much the head-to-head battle, operating system to operating system, but more that something completely different, like something to do with web services that replaces or displaces the need for an operating system.
Like a Google coming along.
Like a Google. And I think that's why people, why the stock market and why even Microsoft is probably more concerned about Google than they are about Linux. Because in a head-to-head fight, Windows to Linux, that's something they know how to do. They know how to take on a direct competitor like that. But I think when you're dealing with something that's totally different, a completely new way of looking at the problem, which tends to be what Google is talking about, then it's not a direct fight. And I think some of the ways that they approach that battle aren't as well formed.
My guest has been Steve Kleinhans, who is Vice President of Client Platforms at Gartner Group. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech.net. We're speaking at the Gartner Symposium IT Expo 2006. This is the first of two parts talking about the PC industry. In our next podcast, Steve will talk about what's coming up on the horizon in the PC industry. We've got Windows Vista on the way, and we've had Intel deliver some new chips this year intended to bring video to our PCs. That's coming up in part two of this conversation with Steve Kleinhans here at the Gartner Symposium IT Expo 2006. This is PodTech.net.